Hey, thanks for that, Deirdre. And another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:02. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Again, thank you very much for Around the Town Sounds. Yes, thank Around the Town Sounds. And the Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after we hear this delightful song from
The Handsome Furs. It's What About Us, off their forthcoming album, Sound Capital.
Mascot Wedding Show coming up.
Well, they're an army of thieves. They've got everything they need. But what about us? What about us?
Okay. Okay. The time is 6:07 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake.
My name, what the?
There he is.
There's two of us.
We were here the whole time.
My two Macs. What an amazing thing that would be. Hey, my folks, my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you'd like to call in and join today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 512-472-5667 for locals, 472-KOOP. You may also tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. I got the thing open. You tweet, I read. That's how that works. Anything that is said, oh boy.
Seriously.
I got a case of the mouth marbles today. That's a thing, right?
Yeah, it's like Marble Madness, the game.
But yep.
It happens in your mouth.
That was a
Nintendo
game, right?
Yeah, it was.
Man.
And also a Tiger Electronics game.
Anything goes back in the old Nintendo days.
Seriously.
Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else.
Yes, what did we just hear?
We just heard off of their forthcoming album, Sound Capital. That was The Handsome Furs with What About Us? What About Us, guys? I played another track off their album last week, so by the time it comes out, I'll already be bored with it. Nah, I'm just joking.
Awesome. Great plan.
Yay.
Man, what was Marble Madness about? Do you remember? I never played it.
World War II, right?
Sure. Let's say it was.
No, it was marbles, right? And you had to sort of get through an obstacle course without rolling into a hole or off the board or something. I never had a regular Nintendo.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. You were a Sega kid.
No, I wasn't a Sega kid. I just wasn't my parents wouldn't buy me a Nintendo kid.
No. I'm going to pigeonhole you unfairly based on just preconceived notions.
I did have a Game Boy, though.
Here we go.
And I did have a Genesis.
Uh-huh.
So if you think I'm complaining about it, I'm not.
No, not at all.
But yeah, I was super into the Sega Genesis Super Nintendo Wars.
Uh-huh.
I would plant the Genesis flag and I'd punch you in the face if you had a Super Nintendo. Slash, I'd come over to your house and play it.
Good for you.
It'd be really cool.
Did I tell you about that Dip S that I saw on the bus the other day who was playing an old school Game Boy?
No.
It was ridiculous. It was like,
are you mad at him?
Yes, because look, if you want to, there was nothing redeeming about the old Game Boy. There was maybe about two games that were fun and good.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Game Boy was great, the first one.
Was it?
Alleyway Man, Super Mario Land, Revenge of the Gator Pinball, that was great.
No,
Motocross Maniacs, I could go on. I was.
Well, you were certainly listing games.
Smash and Bremen.
Are you saying this like, if I were to hand you a Game Boy, would you have fun playing these today? Or is it from a nostalgia point like, man, I had fun playing those games?
Those same games?
Yeah.
I think I'd still have fun playing them
okay.
today, but you don't see me busting them out because I still have them.
Right, exactly. I mean, because like we're even at an age, or you know, they've developed the technology to where you can download or you can purchase like classic games. So I would still have fun playing like a Pac-Man, but the games on the Game Boy, like those things were clunky and all over the place.
Boo, you're wrong.
All right, well, thank you for.
Did you have a Game Boy?
I did.
What games did you have for it?
Oof. What games did I have? I had
yeah, like
I had Mario and Double Dragon and the one-on-one NBA challenge, which was only nice because you got to see who they picked to represent each team. Like I remember the Mavericks was this was back when it was Rolando Blackman.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was a very long time ago. But there was nothing unique about it. Like you couldn't pick based on matchups where it was like,
oh, I'm going to get Hakeem Olajuwon because he's a low post guy. No, he'd be draining threes. Like, this video game had no sort of sense of what it meant to be that player other than just, these are players you recognize because you're from that city.
Man, bases loaded for Game Boy? Crucial.
Really?
It's a great game.
That thing...
spent hours playing it.
Ugh, that thing stunk on ice.
No. Well, it was great.
Well, then you would have a grand old time with this kid who busted out. That's the thing.
Well, no, because technology is advanced now. I don't want to ruin my eyes staring at this mustard yellow screen anymore. Not mustard yellow. Matrix screen.
Yeah, Matrix screen, definitely. Yeah, so I was like, there's other stuff you could be buying. It's really just, it was almost just being technologically contrarian.
It is weird when stuff like that happens. If I'm running around the trail around Town Lake, which has not happened in a while, years, but if I go and I see someone running, this has happened, you know, last times I went. It was not that long ago, but anyway. And a guy is running with a Discman, I get mad at him.
Yes, exactly. Yes. There's other ways now.
I'm like, you're telling me that thing's not skipping.
I was actually, I was watching TV last night with a friend of the show, Andrew Rosas, and a commercial came on for like a car stereo place. And surely, I thought we were at this point where those places were supposed to be gone by now. Like, well, there's really no need for a car stereo place, I guess.
How come?
Well, I mean, okay, maybe for speakers, I guess. So I'm already shooting myself in the foot. But do you really need like a six disc CD changer? Do you really need a new deck when cars are coming out with Pandora and you just have or some cars even have the AV jack where you just plug in your iPod?
Well, maybe the car stereo places put those things in there.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Perhaps. But even so, do you need a full? There's a lot of stores like that in this town where it's like, really, you have a business that thrives?
I heard at the last co-op meeting, I was unfortunately not able to attend.
Of course.
That they were debating whether or not to just replace the station with Kesha's Pandora station.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
And I think...
The vote came scarily close. So just turn it out, just type in Kesha into Pandora and point a microphone at it, not even connecting with a wire.
No.
That's it.
The kids will get it. So
they felt that people would give us more money.
So how are you, Mac Blake?
I'm doing good, actually. Yeah, worried about that back thing, but that's all right.
Yeah, you want to talk about it?
No.
Okay.
It's fine. It's not that big of a deal. I just, I've never been to a chiropractor before, and I wonder if I would benefit from going to one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want, I'm not trying to solicit a bunch of calls to people like, I went to one, it's a quack, or like, you should go to this place.
What are your symptoms right now? What are you feeling?
I just, I feel fine, okay, but it's just, get some back pain, and I don't have good posture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried my vertebrae is bad or something like that.
Does it feel like, is it clicking?
No, nothing clicks. I mean, I feel fine. It's just, maybe it's in my head.
Mm-hmm. Can you touch your toes?
Never.
Really?
Well, let me see.
Okay. And I will...
Nope. Vocally. I'm 6'5". Am I supposed to be able to touch my toes?
Well, you're also lean. You should be able to.
I'm,
you know what?
When I was a kid, mm-hmm. the sit and reach part of the presidential fitness exam,
right.
My personal best on that was zero. You know what zero is? That's your toes. Never been able to touch my toes.
Well, here's what happens for me. And I
that's the most.
Uh-huh.
These are the kids, man. They could put their palms on the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, good job, little limber. Yeah. Some sort of sexual joke here. And moving on, David.
Well, here's what fascinates me. Not really fascinates me, but if I were to do it right now, there's no way I could touch my toes. But if you give me a few seconds, my body would adjust, and then I could touch my toes.
I could get farther on my calves, but that is the best you could hope for.
Uh-huh.
Well, how are you, David?
I am good. I'm real good. Ooh, I'm doing okay. It's a nice hot Saturday, so I'm sweating it up.
KOOP are on the air.
Dude, massage, yoga, and the dreaded exercise for that back. But yeah, I'd stay away from chiropractors unless you're really into torture, but I'd highly recommend the other three.
What if a massage therapist is the one that told me I should see a chiropractor?
Wow. Then that's probably you've got something really serious. I'd still recommend stretching and yoga.
So you would fly in the face of this massage therapist's orders and say, I'll do it myself.
Well, I don't know if I'd fly in their faces, but I'd definitely try extra stretching and yoga before walking over to the chiropractor's because I've got two herniated discs.
Oh.
And I'm just like, hey, man, life could be a lot worse if I found the wrong chiropractor.
You know what I might do? I might price check yoga and chiropractor and just choose the cheapest.
There you go. Never hurts to at least go by the scale of finances.
That's true.
There you
What's
go.
Your name, caller?
This is Barry.
Barry, I appreciate that you're concerned for my well-being.
All right, you're welcome. Have a safe one.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was nice. Have a safe one.
Namaste, Barry.
Flying the yoga flag, we get it.
What happened to that guy that called in and offered me coconut water? What's he doing right now?
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
I'm awful thirsty, guy.
That'd be great if your love of mineral water these days is like chipping away at your bones.
Yes.
It's like, oh, that's what's happening. Like, you just sort of collapse like an imploded building.
I don't know what is the matter with me. Hmm. Remember earlier in the year when I was like, I can't get enough coconut water? I've cooled on coconut water.
Have you?
What do you mean?
Oh, no. It doesn't seem like earlier in the year. It seems like a month ago.
Okay, well... Okay. Maybe it was a month ago. Right. Honestly, I just said it earlier in the year because I couldn't remember when.
Sure.
So I've cooled down on coconut water a little bit. I do have like 5 of them in my fridge. However.
That is cooling down.
Yeah. I don't need it every day, though.
Right.
However, mineral water, specifically Topo Chico, I cannot get enough.
Yeah.
Like, I seriously look in my fridge and I'm like, okay, I only have, I got this one I'm drinking now. And then I have 2 more. And then when I drink another one, because I have 4, then I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go get some more. Like, I seriously am like,
Yeah, you're an addict. Like, we went to dinner last night to a friend's house, and he was sort of doing the, you know, perfunctory, oh, would you like something to drink? We have this, this, and this. And I knew what he had already offered me first. And so in my head, I was thinking, just get to the topo. That's all yeah. he wants.
I was sitting there waiting, and it never came up. So it's like, boof, water.
Yeah, I was wondering if he was withholding it from me.
Oh, did he offer it to you?
Oh, yeah. That was one of the first things he offered.
Thanks, Joe Parsons. We're going to out you.
I said, save it for Mac. He'll drink it.
By the way, we got tweeted. Friend of the show, Andrew Rosas, says, the problem is the commercial for the stereo place is right out of 93.
It was right out of... Oh, yes, it totally is. Because it's... one of my pet peeves is people who sort of do like an urban kind of hip hop theme, but don't really have a grasp on it. So like the guy, you know, it's this dude with like the beanie and like the sort of oversized flannel. He's like, yo, 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 we're slashing prices.
This
like,
isn't Dr. S from Custom Sounds.
Actually, I think, yes, it is. Yes, that's the guy.
Because okay, that is like, I'm Dr. It's like, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm surprised
he's... Bogarting your culture.
I'm surprised he's not starting a sentence with, and I'm here to say.
Yeah. What's the word? Not Bogart. It begins with C.
Co-opting.
Thank you.
You got it.
Well, I like how I couldn't think of that. You're listening to KOOP Radio.
Ooh, maybe that's what it means. We're co-opting...
co-opting your culture.
Yes, exactly.
You're welcome. Yeah, I was listening to the radio one time, and this commercial lives on in my heart forever.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, hey, fellas, you ever notice how the ladies around the cars with the biggest bass? And so the premise with that commercial is, let's say, 2 men of equal intelligence, looks, and social standing. Yes. And even the car is the same. But one had a better sound system.
Uh-huh.
The lady would be like, which one should I choose? You're like, oh, listen to that thunderous bass.
Yeah.
I love sound so much. Off go the undies.
Yeah, it sounds like he put extra metal tools in his trunk and it's rattling around. I can't wait to be with him.
Like, you're telling me like, oh, you know, women that are attracted to smell, like that's, you know, or like axe, you know, their whole thing. But like right. saying that like women just like loud thunderous bass. Oh my gosh. Where's that bass coming from?
I would like
Who's
to see.
Who's pumping that Benny Benassi with the subwoofer?
I would like to see that focus group like on 2020 where they're, you know, sort of do that old thing where it's like, so the guy with the bass, what do you think he's like? And he's like, well, he's probably handsome and debonair and powerful. It's
super
like,
successful.
Yeah. And the guy who didn't have bass in his car, what do you think about him? He was kind of trollish.
A bit of a wimp.
Yeah. Kind of a real dirtbag.
I feel like that first guy, if you were to stick a comb in his hair, it would probably break because his hair's so thick and he's probably so virile. Whereas the second guy, it would probably cut right through his face.
Yeah.
And onto his troll-like nose.
Yeah, that second guy would stand on the curb and get splashed by a car driving by as it drove over a puddle constantly.
The first guy could probably just smash the car with a fist. Because listen to that bass.
The reason I bring that up is because that'll always stick with me is 2020 once did that about tall people and short people. And of course, the short people got their head handed to them. Yeah. And that stayed with me forever.
Wait, hold on here.
If anything, 2020 did more damage to me than the actual concept of tall people are better than short people.
I got to start dressing better.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's... I love how...
Nothing to do with your height.
Right, exactly.
Well, I didn't know there was expectations of me.
Well, now...
I thought I was just another scumbag.
Well, clearly you can coast now because you're taller.
Oh.
See, that's how that works.
Maybe I can get a discount at a yoga place.
Oh.
I just come in there and intimidate them.
Don't call it a callback.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I want free yoga.
Give me some.
Let's not... It doesn't always have to rhyme. This is slam poetry, David.
Oh, don't.
Oh, slam poetry. Yeah. Boo, right?
It's the worst.
Hey, if you're really into slam poetry, why don't you do me a favor and rough that radio dial? Because maybe there's some other stuff that you should be doing right now.
Should we? Are we really going to set a restrictions on who's allowed to listen to this show and not? I think we could fill an entire show with who's not allowed to listen to this show.
That's what co-op wants. Radio for the community. Except
we've got a new segment called Mascot Wedding Need Not Apply.
All right, awful. You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. Plug that in there. Turn that up. We'll do
it's
some.
It's funny that we're knocking on some guy running with a Discman because David plays all of his music off of a Discman.
That's true. Well, you know, my Walkman broke, so...
Yeah, if you go back and listen to old shows, there's the thunk of David hitting stop mm-hmm. on the Walkman when the song was over, because he used to make mixtapes for every show.
Yeah, and there's that gentle hiss of the cassette, which we all miss.
Mm.
I'm surprised... whatever. I don't want to talk about kids today.
People being nostalgic for outdated technology?
Exactly. Thank you very much. Let's do...
you thank me in a radio way.
Thank you very much for your time. We're going to listen to the King Conan Barbecue Show.
I like those guys.
Yeah, from their Invisible Girl album, this is I'll Be Loving You, more Mascot Wedding Show after this.
Do you take requests? How about welfare bread?
Done. All right, and we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. We just heard King Kong and a Barbecue Show. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake.
Yeah,
I am theatrical.
Oh, sure. You're like a regular Julie Andrews.
I'm like a regular Nathan Lane.
I got nothing for that. King Kong and Barbecue Show. I'll Be Loving You off the Invisible Girl album from last year.
It's good stuff.
Great stuff. Are you kidding me? That guy can do no wrong right now. He's running a hot streak.
Got a hot streak. When you're hot, you're hot.
And when you're not, you're not. Thanks, Jerry Reed. Mac, let me ask you a question.
Ask away, my friend.
And in fact, I want to pose this to the audience. The phone number is 472-5667.
You putting a topic on the line?
A bit of a topiquito, if you will.
See.
Yes, a tiny topic for our neighbors to the south.
How much fake Spanish would I have to speak before I offend you, Mr. David Hara?
Quite a bit. Well, it depends on what you're saying. If you're talking to me and you're wearing a giant hat and hitting me with a paper mache covered stick.
But I think you're full of dulces.
If you think I'm fast enough to outrun a cat, then we might have a problem. Anyway.
I keep going.
You want to keep going with this, don't you?
Put the tapacito on the table.
How many more things do you have for the...
I'm done.
Okay.
I don't want to anymore. I like having a radio show.
Fair enough. So yesterday I was on the Book of Faces, and my niece, who is 15 years old, put up her status. Oh, by the way, I wanted to say congratulations to my step-niece, who is graduating high school today.
Oh, she listens to the show?
No, she's busy right now graduating.
But does she usually listen to the show?
Yeah, every once in a while. Let's say.
Shout out aloud.
Anyway. So my niece, 15 years old, posts on Facebook. Her status is, I never want to grow up.
Aw, she's a Toys R Us kid?
Yes.
Are there a million toys at Toys R Us
that I could play with? From bikes to trains to video games. It's the biggest toy store there is. I don't want to grow up. Oh, come on.
Because if I did, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid. Don't want to grow up. Don't want to grow up. Want to be a Toys R Us kid.
So as I was saying, we're incredibly cultured and we have enough brain memory to store facts and stuff. Anyway, my niece, as I was saying, she said she never wants to grow up. I responded with a comment. I said, maybe my advice to you is take, you know, grow for another 7 more years, then stop. Because then she would be like 22. But then after I posted that, I just posted it as a joke, as a goof. But then afterwards, I started thinking about it. I was like, should I have said 9 years? Should I have said 10? Like, what would be a good time to stop growing up? And then I thought about this. And this is my question to you, and this is my question to the audience. If you could sort of Groundhog Day 1 year of your life that you've already lived now, which year would that be?
What do you mean?
I mean...
Oh, go ahead.
No, it's one that was sort of... Maybe Groundhog Day is the wrong way to put it.
Are you thinking that I want to live it over again?
Right.
Because one it's so great? Yes. Or because it sucks so much and I want to do it better?
Well, how about a two-part question?
Bully.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Sometimes when I am bored, and I hate when I do this, and other people don't mind. Well, I was complaining about me doing this the other day, where I like to, sometimes I'll sit down and my brain will go off in a little place and it'll be like, man, if I could do high school over again, mm-hmm. or start my life over from high school, like what would I do differently? And guess what? That helps. Nothing.
Right.
And just living in regrets, you know, and it's stuff. It's like, oh, you know, maybe I'd learn a musical instrument. Learn it now, Mac. Learn it now.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I'll never learn.
Yeah. All it is it just a lazy man's like, oh, geez, I should have learned one then. You can learn one now. No, I'm tired. Yeah.
No, it's totally like it's an excuse builder because I know I have very talented friends and I'll see them and I'll be like, you're younger than me? Man, I wish I had learned stuff that you learned when I was younger. But I could very easily learn it now and sort of catch up with them. But I'm not where they are and that bums me out. Here's why the second part of that question is flawed, though.
Yep.
And why I sort of wanted to focus on what year would you want to do over again for good reasons is because exactly what you said. If I was going to redo, like if I was going to Groundhog Day a year of my life because I did it poorly, that would be the first 21 years of my life, pretty much.
Are you thinking you're on a hot streak the last 9?
No. I'm
so
just
you think 1 to
absolutely.
You
not.
Think 0 to 1 though? You screwed that up. Well, that's what you're saying.
Oh, I did. Man, I was falling asleep all the time. I could have been working, wearing diapers.
All you did was eat and sleep that year.
That's right. Well, that's all I did in my 22nd year. But no, I mean, see, I mean, if I had to answer my own question, I would say either 24 or 30.
Why 24 and 30? So you're how old are you right now?
I'm 31.
Okay, that's right.
But 31, the jury's out on 31.
30 was a pretty good year, is what you're saying?
30 was a great year. Mm. 24 was a really great year because it was a couple of years removed from college. So you're clearly not a kid anymore. You're clearly an adult, but you're not an adult in the way that life is hard. Like, I was still working in a job that I didn't really care about. I was making not a lot of money, but I was still living with a roommate, and we weren't paying that much on rent and bills. So I had a treasure trove of money to just blow. So, like, that was the perfect year for being grown up, but not having any responsibility at all. Like, that was the last great year for that. Because then, like, once 25 hit, like, then I was really in my mid-20s. And then, like, things kind of started to go downhill for a few years. Then 30 came, and 30 was, it was the beginning of, like, a different, you know, it was the beginning of a different decade. And I sort of took the mistakes I had made from 25 to 29, and even, you know, just 29 on down, and sort of reevaluated everything. And there was this shift, and things started to go a lot better. And so that's why I would either pick 24 or 30.
I might pick a time in college, because I feel like right now, honestly, mm-hmm. there's still some things in the future that I'm not super stable.
Sure.
Where I'm at. And that, I have a little free-flowing anxiety. I feel like when I was in high school, I was kind of like, oh, man, I hate high school so much. And then I started to like high school, but then I was like, oh, I've got to go to college. I'm worried about that. And then I was in college. I was like, oh, man, I'm worried about this college thing. And then I think, like, my sophomore year of college, I, like, did not have any free-floating anxiety. I was like, man, I'm 2 years away from having to get a job. Right now I'm in school or whatever. I'm just – it's pretty easy life.
Right.
I mean, if you're in college and, you know, I didn't have to work a lot of jobs to pay for it. Thanks, family.
Yeah.
So – you know, that was nice. And then as I got towards the end of my college career, I was like, oh, I got to get a job. And then when I got a job for a while, right out of college, is the job I met you at.
That's
at
right.
International Tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there were some years there where, you know, they were just kind of party years.
Yes.
And those were kind of fun.
Yeah, fully bankrolled party years. Like, that was insane.
Then after that, I was like, ooh, these days are slipping by a little too fast.
Then the bill came due on those bankrolled party years.
And so I guess now I'm post that. I don't know where I am right now.
Yeah.
Shut up. Stop making me look inward.
If I...
Can we talk about movies?
We can talk about... You want to talk about X-Men?
No, we can keep going with
I guess what I was going to say as far as like college goes is definitely I would not redo the my final year of college because that's where everything went bad. But as far as, you know, I would do the early years because What?
Sorry, I just got a
Go for
tweet
it.
From Lance Gilstrap. I don't know if I could even read this.
Okay.
Look at the top there.
I'm looking.
You could read that.
Lance Gilstrap, which is at Regular Karate, which is a reference from Boogie Nights.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
He says, Mac just suggested I doink more 16-year-old girls now. I don't think I did.
I believe that's how I interpret it.
I'll listen when I edit the podcast. I don't think I did.
Let's go to the tape.
I don't think I did Regular Karate.
But if I was going to redo college, it would be because I didn't do it right. I didn't work in college, and I wish I had. And I also didn't bird dog enough chicks, and I wish I had. That's right. I used the term bird dog and chicks.
I used to do a comic strip.
Uh-huh.
And the Daily Texan. And that was fun, but I kind of wanted to make it more than fun for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I sort of, like now, I'm a super motivated individual.
Oh, sure.
If
I'm serious.
Thank you for agreeing with that.
You have become incredibly, and don't take this as an insult, type A over the past few years.
I have.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord, I'm awful to be around.
I didn't say that.
I did. But back then, I was sort of a little bit more laissez-faire with that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. where I think if I really wanted to do it, this comic strip thing, I think now if I was serious about it, I'd be a little trying to put myself out there more. Whereas back then I was a little bit lazier about it.
Right.
But you know what? Back then were the party days, my friend,
mm-hmm.
where the air smelled like rich natural light.
Man, what were we thinking? Yeah, and so like
I know what we're thinking. Look at the price of this. It's the cheapest.
Yeah, exactly. You mean I could carry a small van of beer out for $20? Awesome.
Where every new drinking game discovery was a great day.
Oh, boy.
I still love them.
Yeah.
Maybe at the Giant Mascot Wedding 200th anniversary or 200th show party.
Yeah.
I'll force people to play beer pong or something.
Hey, that's coming up sooner than you think. You would know that if you went to mascotwedding.com.
Yeah. You know what's there's no podcast posted this week because the archive system here smashed some shows together.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was editing a show, and then all of a sudden it was a guest from like 5 weeks ago was on. I was like, what?
Yeah.
But anyway, those will be updated.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Did you want to talk about X-Men First Class?
I saw X-Men First Class. It was good.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing I want to talk about it,
mm-hmm.
which, you know what? I think it might be able to. It might wait until next week.
Okay.
But so I'll talk about it a little bit next week. So go see it if you want to.
You got it.
As homework.
This is your homework, yeah. So was that, I guess Thor kicked off your summer movie season.
It did.
Okay.
Well, the reason why I want to talk about X-Men First Class mm-hmm. was not because of what happened in the movie itself, which I thought was entertaining, and I thought Michael Fassbender was great.
Oh, sure.
That guy is super captivating on screen.
Mm-hmm.
But just the way it handled, I guess I'll talk about it now, the way it handled the X-Men's origin,
because
mm-hmm. like you have Star Wars, right, and you have all these characters and whatever, and you know people would write books or something about them, like you know give their origins, and after the movies were done, there was like you know novels and comics and
right.
and stuff. But then the prequels came, and they were like, you know, giving all these like origins to stuff that you saw in the first three movies. But I feel like maybe people are able to obsess over that because there's like basically one canonical version of Star Wars. Well, no, I guess not because mm-hmm. he kept editing it, but it's the yeah. movies. But then with X-Men, they sort of like picked and choose, and I kind of don't care
mm-hmm.
about it. Like the X-Men Wolverine movie, X-Men Origins Wolverine, they were giving like the origin, like, oh, we'll put Cyclops in it and all this stuff.
Right.
And I was like, do people really care? I mean, do they care about X-Men the way they care about, like, you know, Star Wars? Because comic books are famous for, like, characters dying and coming back and this kind of thing. Like, the continuity, excuse me, is already, like, super convoluted.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the movie would be better off, like, not bothering with it.
Right.
But X-Men First Class, which does, like, contradict some of the X-Men movies. Mm-hmm. Like, I think in X3, you see Patrick Stewart walking around, but, spoiler alert, something happens in X-Men First uh-huh. Class. But, you know, and then there's other stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, do you care? It's like, no, I don't care. But then why does the movie care?
Right. Well, I think what they're doing is sort of what you've talked about, where if you're going to make a comic book movie, don't make it for the comic book audience. They'll come. Make it for the movie audience. And so it seems to me, like, especially with X-Men Wolverine, that, oh, it's that character I liked, even though it doesn't really jibe very well. But you're seeing something that's familiar and that you would enjoy seeing just for the sake of, you know, being a movie watcher.
I do wonder if that bothers people, though. It does not bother me because I understand that, you know, it's not some, like, it's not a novelistic work.
Right.
You know, whoever wrote X3 did not write X-Men First Class. I think Bryan Singer actually did the story for both, but whatever.
Yeah. And exactly, like, it's,
and, it has more people will see the movie this month than have read an X-Men comic in the last year, probably.
Oh, absolutely. Or something like absolutely. That.
So, you know, who's, I mean, that's the thing, like, the Superman, Batman.
Uh-huh.
Kids' idea of Superman and Batman are not the comics. They're those, like, cartoon shows.
Oh, yeah. There's so much out there in pop culture that they could just glom their own feeling of Superman and Batman for themselves.
But I feel like that's sort of what makes a good story is the fact that it could be retold so many times and still be interesting.
Right.
Like the Batman origin. But you know what else I liked about X-Men First Class? The fact that they set it in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when the work was created. In the 60s, I mean, the X-Men 1 and 2, especially X2, these sort of the mutants, the way they are treated was definitely, what's the word? Not an illusion. Metaphor?
Oh, yes. No, there was absolutely.
It was absolutely a metaphor for being gay.
Right.
I mean, that wasn't a coincidence. That was intentional. Mm-hmm. But man, back in the 60s, you know, high the civil rights, you know, there's still a lot of women's liberation movement, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, imagine being gay back in the 60s and being out, that didn't go so well for a lot of people.
Yeah, and there was also still, you know, the 60s, and I think the movie touches on it, there was still the Red Scare, there was still the Cold War going on.
So that term, I feel like alienation plays better back then.
Oh, absolutely.
And I kind of wish they would do that with some other movies. I think Fantastic Four works a lot better if it was set in the 60s than if it was set now, and I understand why they want to do it in the future, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I could talk forever about that, but let's not have me do that. In fact, let's play some music.
Sure.
Off of their forthcoming album, Out in the Light, this is the band Waters. You like Waters?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, this is the track For the One. More Mascot Wedding Show, Después de...
All right, back with more Mascot Wedding Show. We just heard Waters from their forthcoming album. And, hang on. Let me turn this down because we have a phone call. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, is this D-Daddy?
Is this D-Daddy? No, this is the Mascot Wedding Show.
Oh, come on. It is, man. This is T-Dank.
T-Dank. I'm sorry. Should I know you?
We work together, bro. It's the Trev Rolet.
Trev. This is Trev. Yeah. Hi, Trev.
Yeah, Trev.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For those of you who don't know, this is a semi-regular caller. This is Trev. He is a coworker of mine at International Tomato.
That's right, the big round red one.
The big round red one. Sure. What's going on, Trev?
Where's In Scratch?
He's tending to some business right now. If I'm assuming you're talking about Mac.
Yeah,
he's got some business to attend to.
What's going on? How's tricks?
Pretty good. Actually, now that you mention it, I have not heard from you in a while.
I haven't been able to call into the show.
No, that's not what I mean. You have not been at work in a few weeks.
Yeah, I've been laying low.
You've been laying low? So you still work at International Tomato? I thought you quit.
What? No, I just, you know, took a couple weeks off.
Did
people noticed?
Oh, yeah, everybody noticed. You haven't been there. We figured you had quit or got fired. You were persona non grata. You were gone.
Yeah, I had to take a 2-week super secret personal leave.
Okay, well, I mean.
But my job's still safe, right?
You're going to have to talk to Mr. Gomez about that one. I really don't know. But, I mean, is everything.
Oh, man.
I mean,
no. We're in the middle of a big project in the marketing department.
Oh, is that so? Oh, you're working on that new campaign, aren't you?
Yeah. We're working on the new Ketchup. That energy ketchup for slow kids.
Right, right. Ketchup. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're all looking forward to
it. A little boost in the day. You slather on a little of the red sauce. Maybe in a hot dog or a burger. HD or a Bergs.
Right. HD or a Bergs.
Boom, buddy. You got some extra energy.
Right. Okay. And this is for you know what? I don't even want to know what you said.
Well, we're trying to get it first to the market before Heinz releases their 57 pickup.
Oh, so there is a competition for energy ketchup right now.
Yeah, man.
Well, that is something I did not.
Try reading the memo sometime, bro. Oh my god.
I do read the memos. I'm just not in marketing. You know that. That's not my department. Well, listen, Trev. Let me ask you something. I mean, you know, you've been gone for a couple of weeks. Is everything all right? I mean, I'd hate to pick on you if something's not okay with you.
Well, look, if everything did go right, I'd be gone for a little bit more than 2 weeks. I'd prefer try forever.
Oh, I don't know what that means. I mean, are you
kind of embarrassing? But I kind of thought that rapture was going to happen.
I see. You thought the rapture, which was in the news all during the month.
Yeah, the end of the world.
Right. It was supposed to happen on the 21st, I believe, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But you thought it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was playing cards, and this preacher, man, he was the one that convinced me it was going to happen. You know Father Cliff Papagiorgio?
Wow, that is a name I have not heard in a while. Yes, we do know Father Cliff.
Yeah, he does a radio show too on Thunder 101, whatever that station is.
Yeah, it's on at like weird times. It's like Wednesdays and Thursdays or something.
Yeah, Go God Go.
Go God Go, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So you were playing, wait, hold on, you were playing cards with Father Cliff Papagiorgio?
Yeah, passing some chips around.
Right, isn't gambling a sin? Should he be doing that?
Oh, you know, he's got that gospel of his about getting your sins out.
Oh, right. Okay, so he picks a day of the week he picks one day to get all your sins out. That's right.
Yeah, so you can live the rest of your life extra holy if you get your sins out that one day.
Right. Okay, I got it. Yeah, so
I don't really prescribe to that. I mean, I'm more of a devout worshiper myself.
Okay, well, good for you. Good for you,
dude. Yeah, I try to get my sins out every Sunday.
Okay, as opposed to one day a month.
Sometimes Wednesdays.
Right, so you really just, you're sinning all the time.
I actually got a sin out right before I called you.
Do I want to know what that means?
Yeah, come on, I had a girl come over and she totally right away. It was gross.
Okay, see, that can't go over the air.
What do you mean?
I can't play, that's unsuitable for air, what you just said.
Which part?
Every part of that.
Wait, so you're not comfortable with the time?
Come on. Again, stop that. Really.
What? All right.
Anyway.
Yeah, so me and Father Cliff were outside, and he was smoking the guns, right?
Is that so?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the ash in the ashtray, the ash is spelled out the word apocalypse. And then also had that day's date on it.
So... Hold on. So
he told me he was pretty sure the apocalypse was going to happen.
So he based the coming of the apocalypse on something he saw in an ashtray while he was smoking weed.
He's a man of the cloth, man.
Right, but you don't think any of this had to do with the fact that he might have been high?
Look, you don't question a reputable father, Father Cliff. The guy knows what he's talking about.
I guess not. Okay, well, you know, that aside. So Father Cliff told you that the apocalypse was coming. And so you prepared, but, I mean, that still doesn't explain...
That's kind of the thing.
Okay.
I didn't really so much prepare as I kind of didn't think the world was going to be here anymore.
Uh-huh.
So I made a lot of crazy bets.
I see. So you just sort of decided to get it all out. So what did you bet on?
Well, I bet the apocalypse is going to happen.
Wait a second. So the apocalypse is coming... And you decide to live it up by betting that the apocalypse is coming.
Yeah.
What would happen if you had won?
It didn't matter, man. It would have been in heaven.
Yeah, but then what's the point of betting if you're not going to collect on...
Look, the betting is the juice, man.
Is that a line from the movie Heat?
No, that's the bank is worth the risk, and it totally is.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got my heatisms wrong.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. Well, okay. So you made some bets that you obviously did not.
I also bet on the Thunder.
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. They put on a good showing, though.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so.
I got into a guy for $8,000.
Wow, that is quite a bit of money to bet. Okay, so you owe $8,000.
No, I don't owe him anything.
Okay, well, I don't understand.
Well, see, I paid him back. I borrowed some money from a loan shark, but now I owe him money, and that's why I'm lying low.
Okay, so you're into the loan shark. So you're into the loan shark for $8,000.
No, I'm into the loan shark for $36,000.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you owe $36,000 to a loan shark?
I just want some walking around money.
So that you want about $30,000 in walking around money?
Yeah.
You thought the apocalypse was coming. What were you going to do with that money?
Well, I thought, you know, because I'm not really that righteous a dude. So I thought that if I made it to heaven and my pockets were full of green, that, you know, they'd maybe take that consideration when letting me in.
Hold on, let me get this straight. So, you thought with about $30,000 you could bribe?
Well, I didn't have $30,000.
How much did you have?
Well, I mean, I spent some before I died.
Before, so how much?
I thought that if I was sitting in a nice car at the time of my death, that they'd accept me into heaven.
So you wanted to bribe your way into heaven?
Well, I wanted to impress my way. Guy was I bought this really sweet donk.
Okay, we were talking about that the other day. Sure.
Yeah, it looks like Whoppers, the candy.
So it's got the Whoppers logo on your car.
Pretty sweet. Here comes a Whopper, is what it says.
Uh-huh, and you're hoping to ride this into heaven.
Oh man, it's going to be sweet. Riding into heaven, $20,000 in my pocket. They had to let me in, right?
No, that's you're still...
Yeah, I was going to get in.
Well, you didn't. And
I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh, so... Wow. I don't know. So why are you not... okay. So you're hiding out now from this loan shark. You owe him some money.
That's where you come in.
Why do I come in here?
I need a little help coming up with the scratch.
I don't have that kind of money, man. I'm not going to...
I know you don't. We work together, idiot.
Thank you for that.
I need you to leverage the radio station.
I can't. It's not mine to leverage. I can't leverage the radio station.
Garth doesn't know that, okay?
I'm sorry. Who did you just say?
Garth, that's the name of my loan shark.
Garth, really? From Sunken Valley?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, kind of a...
You into him for some green, too?
No, he's called the show a few times. He's a small-time thug.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. He sounded real threatening to me.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. He's really not. You shouldn't worry yourself with that.
He said he was going to kill me like that guy Jack Kevorkian.
Oh, wow.
He's going to hook me up to a suicide machine.
Jeez, that's awful.
Yeah, but that guy Jack Kevorkian, he died recently.
Yeah, he died yesterday.
He's dead.
Really, that's kind of tasteless.
He did. Say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Say it. He did.
He dead.
There it is.
Okay, listen, we're coming up on the top of the hour. I have to
cut
this short.
Okay, so it's cool if I just hang out here?
I don't care. Where are you?
I'm at your place.
Get out of my place! Why are you at my home?
Well, your dryer vent was open.
My dryer vent?
Yeah.
You mean the hole in the side of my house for the dryer?
Yeah.
How did you get in through that?
I knocked out a couple bricks.
How many bricks did you knock out?
A lot of them.
Fix the hole in the side of my house, please.
Garth will totally not think to look for me here.
Well, yeah. Well,
hold on a second.
Okay.
There's something else. Do you live with anybody?
No, I do. I live by myself.
Hold on, there's a noise. Okay. Oh, hey, Garth, my man, what's up? What are you...
Hello? I guess. Huh. All right. That was Trev, everybody. A disturbing look at things to come. We got to get out of here. Make way for Clear Spot. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit Mascot Wedding. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter at Mascot Wedding. Let's go out with some telekinesis, dirty thing. Goodbye, Mac. Goodbye, David. Goodbye, Austin. Clear Spot coming up next.